Shalom from Sweetest Friends. We are continuing our previous shir. We saw in the previous shir that we have Luchos Rishonos and Luchos Shnios. And the Luchos Rishonos, had we not done, had we been Zoche and not lost them and not done the Cheda Egel, we mamish would have been one with the Torah, and that we never would have forgotten Torah. Charis al Luchos, altikri charis el Cheirus, that Cheirus mimalech hamovis, had the Luchos not been broken at Erevin and Dalet, Torah wouldn't have been forgotten me Yisrael. And like we saw, Ein Uma, had the Luchos not been broken, nobody would have been able to rule over us. And Rashi and Tehillim, Perek Pei Beis, Pesukim Vav and Zayin, there'd be no Malach HaMoves, and Amarat Elohim Atem V'nei Elyon Kulchem. Because then we'd be Ruchnim, we'd be like B'nei Elyon, they would have no Shlita, not of Basar B'dam, and not of the Malach HaMoves. The reason is, because the Torah would have been given to them as a Matana. That they're not going to forget the Torah because they become a Mishkan that's royal Torah min Hashemayim. And Mimela, there's no reason for them to forget the Torah. And the Mahalach of this matter is that in this Matana they became like Bnei Elyon, that Hashach to Shemayim and not to Aretz, and therefore they became, on their bodies, they became like Torah min Hashemayim because they became Shmei Mi. And therefore there's no reason that they should forget the Torah. And so too, Lasid Lava, like we see in Kelei Koelis Rabba, Perik Beis, was Parsha Bezos Aleph, Reb Chizkia, Ben Simon, Bar Zavdi, Omar, Kol HaTorah Sha'at Lomid, Bo'elam Hazeh, Hevel Lufnei Torah Sha'at Torah, that you learn in this world, is like Hevel compared to Torah Yenul and Olam Havu. Because in Olam Hazeh, a person learns Torah and he forgets. But Lasid Lavo, Maksiv Taman, what does it say? Nasati is Torasi, Bekir Bechem, I gave my Torah within you. So that you're not going to forget the Torah of Lasid Lavo, L'chora, since the whole Nidon is the Gabe Shichacha, what does it mean that Torah Salem has is Hevel? And we're not talking about the Torah, we're talking about the Zechirat Torah. What does it say at the beginning of the Medrash? It says, Kol HaTorah, that you learn in this world, is like Hevel ifnei Torah Shalom Hava. Why? Because in Olam Hazeh, you learn and you forget. And Lasid Lava, you don't forget. Makesha. We're talking about learning and forgetting. What does it have to do with Hevel or not Hevel? Achena Kavana, Ala Shaychut Va'akesha, we're talking about the Shaychus. The kesher between man and Torah, that in Olam Hazeh there's no kesher atzmi. Ba'asher ein ha'adam yachol le'asot chada im ha'Torah b'yotom mishkan ra'uila v'shaychuto ima shaychut shel hevel v'klumo. In other words, there's no shaychus in this world. There's no kesher atzmi between man and Torah. We can't become one with Torah. We can't be a mishkan that's royal to Torah. And our shaychus to the Torah is, comparatively speaking, a hevel. And therefore, you forget the Torah because it doesn't become part of you. You're not the makom haTorah, but the lasid lavo v'nasati is tarasi bekir b'chem. In other words, bekir b'chem. In your innards, you're going to be a mishkan haroi l'Torah because it's bekir b'chem. And that's the hemshech akar d'yirmi of alibam echtevena. In that pasuk, it says, Nasati is Torah Sibikir Bechem, Alibchem Echtevena. Since you're royally os Mishkan B'Torah, the Torah is Chokuk. The Torah is engraved on your heart, and it's not going to be something separate, and therefore you're not going to forget it. Kanitbel Lekabe Luchos Rishonos, that was a special Matana, that was Charis al Luchos, that Altikri Charis al Cherus, that's Cherus, Cherus and Malachamos, it was Chokuk. It was Chokuk, and as we've spoken about in other Shirim, there the Torah was engraved on the Jewish people, and that's when they became one with the Torah. Dehainu chakuk b'hem. And therefore, since the Torah was chakuk, when we got the first luchos, there was not supposed to be shichacha. We only have shichacha because we sinned to the egel, and now we got the second luchos, and there's shichacha. And that we can explain Rashi in his Perush Al HaTorah and Parashas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yitches, Vayitein Al Moshe Kechaloso, Kechaloso Chasek, see, without a Vav. Because the Torah was given like a Matana, like with a Matana, like a Kala to a Chasen. Because he couldn't learn so much in such a small, short period of time. So the Chor, it's difficult to understand. If he couldn't learn all of it, so what's the point of giving it, what does it help to give it as a Matana Kekala? So if Sophie can't be makabel this matana, we also have to understand what the inyan of this matana of a kala is. The kala is given as a matana, and Baker we have to understand that in the Gemara we see it was given to him as a matana that he shouldn't forget. And Rashi doesn't say not forgetting. The Gemara says not forgetting. Rashi says, that he couldn't have learned it in such a short span of time. And it's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it was given to him as a gift, the Gemara Nedarim, that he shouldn't forget it. And Rashi says that he couldn't learn it in such a short span of time. It's not what the Gemara says. Ayin ben Arshav ben Nedarim Lamed Ches. So based on what we explained, it's really all the same thing. That Kala with a Chasan is a Chibur Be'etzen. They're not just an extra, they're essentially one. And on that it says that they became Mukhshar L'Schaber Be'etzen Imatara, like a Kala with a Chasan. Like a Chibur of a Chasan with a Kala, they become one. And Klapei Zem Ragmara Shebatla Shechachasu Shal Moshe. And vis-a-vis that, the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have Shechacha, because Bahachi Talia Milsa, it's Talia in that. They become like a chasin shibatari, becomes like a chasin to a kala, becomes one batsan. And then Rashi says, you can also learn in such a short period of time, that if it's a regular matana, the makabo is only makabo kifi kocho, and in that it can't be makabo. But here, Moshe became a makom latora, and he became one with the Torah. That's this mashal of a kala being given as a matana. In other words, that normally, your makabo is only makabo a matana kifi kocho. But here, where she became like a kala, the matana was a kala, so he became one with this kala. We had a whole shir, number of shirim in this inyan of a kala. You have to pay for the kala, right? She's a kedushin. I'm not talking about that over here. We're dealing with it from another angle, and that is that the Torah became like a kala because he became one with this kala. He became like a mishkan for the Torah. It's not something external. It's something that's one with him, and Memela, both he's not going to forget, and it can be Makaba a lot more than he would have been able to do naturally, because it became one with him. So this includes the Gemara and Rashi, this Matana. It's a Matana in the sense that it's a Kala, and the Kala becomes one with the Chasan, and Memela, he doesn't forget, it's one with him, and Memela, he can receive a lot more than he would normally be able to. Since it became one with him, he was able to receive a lot more. And in the Medrash Tanchuma in Parashat Ekev, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu after Shiris Haluchos Balam Hazai De Yetzara Yelom Mishtakchin, Aval Olam Haben Yeoke Yetzara Mipsarchem, Venasati Lechem Lev Basar, Rol Hashenichem Tzrichem Lodim Shielam Deim Shenemar, Leilam Leilam Leisha Odish Israel Ubisha Zachi Leim Meduas Hashem, Ki Kulam Yadiyosim Kodma Godlam. That I'm olam hazeh because of your yetzer hara, you're going to forget Torah. But olam haba, I'm going to uproot the yetzer hara from your flesh, and I'm going to give you a flesh of a heart of flesh, and not of stone. And not only that, you're not going to need anybody to teach you, like the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, in the 31:33, that nobody's going to need anyone else to teach them. You're all going to know me from small to big. So it's mefurish like we've been saying. Olam hazeh de yetzer hara yolom du mishtachem with yetzer hara. And what does the yetzer hara do? We have a shichicha. That we weren't Kibnei Elyon anymore. Now we have Yetzer Hara, so we're not roy to receive the Torah. And that's why we have Shicha, doesn't become one with us. But Lasid Lavo, that we're not going to have Yetzer Hara, it's going to be like Kodim Shmir Chaluchos, and it's going to be Bekir Vachem, it's going to be within you. And you're not going to need anybody to teach you, because it's going to become one with you, it's going to become natural. And that's all again in the first Luchos. But in the second Luchos, there was a Pagam we discussed in the previous year. There was a Pagam of the Egel. So it's not Shaykh that they should have this Matana, because they're not Roy that they should be a Mishkan Latara. And therefore it's another gather of Matana, that even though they're not Roy, but Mikoch, that Hashem gave a special Matana, we can have Torah even though we're Roy Lezek Klau. And this Matana doesn't make the Torah one with them like it was by the first Luchos and Lasid Lavo. But even though it's Torah Shemayim, and it's not possible that it should become one with the Mekablim, and therefore it should go away and the Jewish people should forget it. So there's a special gift that Hashem gives us every moment, even though it's not one with us, and this we see in the Gemara and Megillah, that again, there's a little bit of repetition of last year. Vavamet Beis, Yagati Vilamet Tzasi Al Tam, and that's only the Chedudei. Avalu Ukmei Girsa, that you shouldn't forget, is Siyata Dishmaya. So to be sharp, that depends on your toil. But to remember that siyata dishmaya, so even after the yagiyah, it's not going to help. You need siyata dishmaya. That's a special gift that Hashem gives us, and we can explain and answer the kasha of the Paradis Yosef in Parashas Kisisa 31:18, and he brings that this kasha was shot kshayin gifrak the Imre David in Siman Kuf Nun Zayin, and what the Taz writes in Aruch Chaim Siman Reish Chaf Dal Tziv Katan Aleph to give a reason why beBirchas Chachma Yisrael we say Baruch Shecholak Mechachmasu LiReiv, and in Birchas Chachma Yumas HaOlam we say Baruch SheNosan by a Yid it's Shecholak Mechachmasu LiReiv, and by a guy. And the answer is that since we're Davik Bashem, it's a chelek. You have to know who you're a part of. So we have a yichus lechelek. We were like a nechlak me Hashem. So we're a chelek of Hashem. So shecholak mechachmas liyreb umas haolam. They don't have this yichus, so therefore they get it, and that's it. It's like given to them. So it's nasan. It's given in goodbye. Lubnei pidakshim nasan avram matanus. Rashi Shem Tumah Nasa Lahem. So Shem Tumah Masa Lahem. She just says, take the gift and go. And there's no Dveikus Benoisein. When it says Shecholak, there's Dveikus Benoisein. And it says, why do you say Vayiten al Moshe Kechaloso? It's talking about giving the Torah. So it should say Vayichalek and not Vayiten. So according to his Yisod, that's the Kasha of Paratz Yosef. According to his Yisod, how come it says Vayiten? Why Vayiten? It says Vaychalik. He says Shenasan Michachmasu L'Basar V'Dam. That's by Umasa Olam. There's no Kasha, but by Torah there's a Kasha. So it says Shecholik Michosel Reb. Should it say that he gave Vaychalik the Torah to Moshe? He also asked on Hashem Nasan Chacham Lashon. It's not a kasha because talking about other chachmas, not chachmas of Torah. And by Torah it says he gave him a lev chacham, not chachma lev. It's it says there an asati lev chacham. It doesn't say chachma. So again, it's talking about chachmas of olam. Again. We have by the Hashem Nasan Chachma L'Shlomo is talking about Shar Chachmas. And by Torah it says V'nasati Lev Chacham, but it's not. It's the Lev was in a Sina, but it's not talking about the actual Chachma. The Lev is given in a Sina, but the Chachma is a Chelek. Rakopana, we go back to our original Kasha. Why does it say Vayichalek and not Vayite? Why does it say Vayite and not Vayichalek when Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe? So based on what we said, we can answer as follows. That when Chacham has Chachma, it's not because the Nosan keeps giving it and giving it and giving it. When a Chacham has Chachma, it is because the Nosan keeps giving it and giving it and giving it. There's Dveikus Shel Chacham Bashem. So there's a yichus, there's a relationship to the giver, that the giver keeps giving, so there's a relationship between the giver and the receiver. Not like other matanas, that it's given and goodbye. But Eitzel Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayitein is l'horet sha'adirav, koach ha'klita shal Torah nitan lo, shkibiyachol mitzido nimtzei setzal ha'Torah. Rak mi'al sha'am vayitein u'dimashmach, rak mi'zem avur, shein tzorach li'itein v'yach suvitein, shatz perashu ha'kati tabresh no Eitzel Hashem. If it would have been a chelek, that means it's part of Hashem because he keeps giving it and giving it and giving it. But by Moshe doesn't say that, because Moshe Rabbeinu now had his own kochos to receive the Torah. Because if it would have been vayitein v'yachzor vayitein, he keeps giving it and giving it, that means that the Torah is still by Hashem. But here we're saying that the Torah is etzlo mitzad atzmo. And that's why it says vayitein. So vayitein means he mamish gave it over to Moshe Rabbeinu, because now mitzad atzmo, Moshe Rabbeinu has the Torah. Whereas normally it's chelek, that there's dveikus, no sein b'makabel, that Hashem keeps giving and giving and giving. But here the pasuk is praising Moshe, saying it's a vayitein, that he mamish has the Torah, that he has his own, he doesn't need Hashem to keep giving him kviyachol. because now he has his own Koach HaKlita. And that's why he could learn it and not forget it. And that's why he was able to learn so much in such a short period of time. Because he now had his own Koach HaKlita. So it emerges according to this that the matana that we have by the Torah, by the Luchot Shneiros, is not the same matana that was given to Moshe. And so what's this matana? This matana needs today, after the breaking of the Luchos, we need Siyata Dishmaya b'chol rega v'rega, in order that we should the Torah should remain with us. And that's the matana that we spoke about in the Gemara, the Midbar matana. That the Torah, you have to make yourself like a Midbar Hefker. Then you get the special Siyata Dishmaya, and know that that's the only way on your own you can't be a Mishkan LaTorah. It's not Torah delay, rather you need special Siyata Dishmaya. And therefore you have to make yourself like Hefker Kamidbar, and you're not keeping it for yourself, because you know that it's not yours, and Mimele you're going to get the Siyata Dishmaya. But somebody who doesn't make himself like a Midbar, like Midbar Hefker, that he holds that it's his Torah, he's not going to have that special Siyata Dishmaya. So, and then he's going to lose out on the Matana, and Mimele is going to forget his Torah, and that Darshan's in the Gemara, that the Torah becomes like a nachal, Hashem bequeaths it to him. So even though she'emesi she'enzu kanachal she'yechas lo, it's nesina b'chol rega b'rega b'bo mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the yachas to him is ki'ilu, the Torah is his, nachal v'shalohu. And that's why we pass into the Gemara, Rav she'machal kavod kavod machol, because it's his Torah. That's what it means, nachal el. So that hug is going to be like he's the Baal HaBayis, even though it's not so the Fiyah Emes, and that's a Davar Miyucha that's not included in Midbar Matana. Midbar Matana that's given to him as a gift and Hashem keeps giving it to him. And then Machli Obam, then Nachalo El. First you have to make yourself like a Midbar. You receive the Torah like a Midbar. When we midbar matana, and then you, it's given as a matana, and then matana nachalio nachalo kel, it's like it's yours. It's kilu. That's why Rav Shemachal kavodim kumodim machol, and it's kilu Torah delay, like we see in Kiddushin Lamed Beis on the Beis, and Avodah Zarah Yetes Seven Alf is another inyan that you become Baal HaBayis. So that's the other inyan besides it to be given as a matana. You're also like the Baal HaBayis, and then menachalio bamos, then ola legedula. So since it's a special matana. So, you're all of the gedula, you have this gedula because it's like it's your Torah. So that's klapei the hanhaga, but b'yesod ha'davar, it's really a matana from Hashem every moment. Aitei siyata d'shmayim. And according to this, it would appear that since the zikaron ha'Torah is an inyan miyuchad b'fnei atzmo, it's a special matana, it's a special siyata d'shmayim. Because after the cheira egel mitzar atzmo, we're not royally able to be a mishkan l'Torah, there's no room for the siyata d'shmayim. Unless somebody akoponim has a midah mesuyemis of riuyut, as we spoke about in the previous shir, that you have to have yirat shemayim. If you don't have yirat shemayim, you're not going to be able to remember your Torah, and that's what we see in the Gemara in Maseches Brachos 63b, Shabbos 83b, Gittin 57b, that the Torah is only miskabim mishemayim misatzmo aleh. And the pashtus, what this means is that he's not going to forget. That's what miskayim means. That's not the way the Yon Yankiv learned. But the pashtus, it means that he's not going to forget miskayim. V'lamenakit resh lakish lashon shel divrei Torah miskayimim. When the nidon is legabei zichron v'shichas haTorah. But as we explained, this inyan of shichah and zikaron haTorah is not an inyan shel zichron v'shichas shichas stam. But rather, the nidon is on the divrei Torah themselves. They're going to have a kiyum by him. They're not going to fly away. Otherwise, the Torah would fly away because we're not worthy of having Torah. But Hashem gives us a special gift. So as those Torah together, ba'ol. That a person's maim is atzmo is mitzayr himself, not like people who learn mitoch idun mitoch chilu v'shtil, like the Rambam writes in the third paragraph of Ilchos Torah Halacha Yedbeis Shulchan Aruch Yerodeis and Reish Mevav Siv Chaf Aleph. So if the matar is chay olam hazeh, so there's going to be no room for divrei Torah. But if you are maim is atzmo aleh, then you can become a mishkan for the Torah, and then you're not going to forget the Torah. And that's why it's telling miskayim. The Torah is going to be miskayim by you. It's going to be able to exist by you because you made yourself a proper mishkan the Torah. Otherwise, it's just going to fly away because you're not worthy of the Torah being within you. And that's what it says in Sota 21b. Ein divrei Torah miskayim el b'mishum amin atzma arun aleh. Rashi says, Shapirish mikol asaka manasa la'ani v'chaser kol. He just parish, he forgets about his business, he becomes pure, another poor. In other words, Aramain, all he has is his Torah. It's not miskayim because it's just going to fly away. And the ma'isa we have in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Beis, with ma'isa Noira, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, Hayashakel Keneged Kol Chachmei Yisrael, and he went to a very fancy hotel and he forgot his learning. They were, you know, it was really they were serving amazing food and the water, v'chule, the wine. The Gemara describes the wine, the water. So today we can really think of more luxurious than they had then in the time of the Gemara. But the point is that he was shaken and Olam Hazeh, and he forgot. Instead of Achodesh Zelachem, he said Acheresh Hayalibam. So it's not a natural shikhecha, but since he was shakei and Yani Olam Hazeh, he was mamming himself in such a way that he's not able to be a mishkan l'torah, and therefore he forgot his learning. And that's what it says in the Mishnah Novus, Kachi Darka Shel Torah, Pas Melech Torecha, Ma'am Mitzvah Tishto, Ha'az Tisha Mechai Tzad Tichya, and in the Torah to Amel, Shenamar Adavar Lo Alom De Torah, this is the Derech of Torah, because Mitzad HaTorah, there's a Nidon of Torah, could be Miskayim, and the Brisa says, Mitzad Darka Shel Torah, that's the only way it's going to last. And if it's not so, the Torah is not going to last, because it's not Darka Shel Torah. There's no Kiyam, there's a Derech. The only way Torah can last is if one is, and that's the Makar of the Rambam, Mitzar Gufo, one is Pas Melech Tocha Ma'am Surah Tishta. So again, one has to make oneself roy for Torah, and then the Torah won't disappear and fly away from him. And that's what it says in the Tanchum and Parashas Chukas. In Midbar Matana, the Gemara dashes it that you make yourself hefker ke Midbar, and then the Torah is going to be given as a Matana. But in the Tanchuma, we dashen mi Midbar mi mekayim es haTorah, mishem meisim atzmo ke Midbar, mafna atzmo min hakol. So we see that in mekayim es haTorah, the Torah is going to be miskayim etzloi. Torah is going to exist with him, and this is only if you turn yourself away from anything else. Midbar doesn't have anything of Olam Hazeh, and then the Torah is going to be given as a matana. V'zeni Rebbe, ma shekatuv b'maseches chagige, b'daf chof, that has vav amir alef, b'daminan sham, ama shekasev lo yarchenu zav, v'zchuchis, elu devri Torah shekoshim l'kshnoisem kekli zav, v'noach la'avdan kekli zechuchis. So devri Torah, it's easy to acquire. Like it's hard to acquire like gold, and it's easy to lose like glass. Mistam and Och La'avdan is linyan shichachan. So too Rashi writes that in the Ein Yankif. What's the dimyan to Shviras Kli Zechuchas? And we also have to understand that what's the dimyan to Kli Zechuchas that you need a mice in order to lose it, and it doesn't happen automatically. But Divrei Torah Adirav, by not chazering, you forget. You don't have to do an actual mice. Just by being passive, you're going to forget it. But like we said, you need siyata d'shmaya neschus in order that the divrei Torah should remain with you. It's so hard to acquire. And a little mice of ibud haschus or kilkul matzah b'kumakum shel Torah, like a person, you know, lacks yiras shemayim, we saw before. So if just anything he does that makes him not worthy anymore of being a makum Torah, Torah is not going to be miskayim, makum l'shem miskayim. Torah can't be miskayim if a person's not a makum of Torah. So he's going to be ma'abed divrei Torah with a small mice, just like Kli Zechuchis. He does a small mice, the glass can shatter. So too, one little thing, he knocks it over, it shatters. So too in Torah, person do a mice, and then he's not going to retain his Torah anymore, because he went into the world of Gashmias, into the world of that brings him away from Torah. He lacks Yir HaShemayim, Chas V'Shalom. And that's why it's compared to Ibu Kli Zechuchis. And that's also what it says in Megillah 18b, HaSa'if Einecha Bo Ve'Einenu, that that's talking about Divrei Torah. And Rashi says that Im Tichbo Le'Einecha Mimenu, if you double your eyes, you close your eyes from it, it's going to be forgotten from you. Geherif Ayin, Bracha Te'am Ralef, Einu Fel HaTorah, and Rashi over there. In other words, it's not a Shechativis. Shechativis isn't going to happen in instantaneously, Keharif Ayin. But rather, the Torah has a Shecha that comes because a person isn't Roi, that he should be a Kli for the Torah. And that's like the Maisa, that's a Kli Zechuchis, that he could lose it with a small Maisa. So, okay, this was the second leg in our journey, the third leg in our journey. And Yesh Lanu Od Arbe, 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 Adana L'man Hashem, Ani Mevakesh Shetisharu Imi, Ve'anachnu Nered Neflaot. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם, והיה נפלא מאוד, ואנחנו נמשיך בעזרת השם, שלום שלום.